Mr. McLaughlin. As in English, Richard McLaughlin. I come from the middle of Ireland, a place called Mullingar. And a good place it is, and it's getting better. But many years ago, many hundreds of people died because there was lack of food. Why did this come about? Because the government failed to act on it. And this, may I say, happened all over the world also. Right? Excuse me. Excuse me. They were tax collectors, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, where did they originate from?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry about that, lads. Had to get the water.
I have something here to say, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And thank you for welcoming me here. This great city of Dublin. But many think Mullingar might be a great city someday. Because we have great people down there too.
Sound like the Dubliners, do they?
People that will stand up for people. Stand up for the poor. Which is very important, right? Tell me this and tell me no more. What have the governments done, and the past governments done? Have they stood up for the poor? No. They were naked. That's what they don't do.
You're naked, man. You're naked, man, so you don't know who you are.
Because
you're
naked.
And they don't want to know you.
That's naked.
It has happened all over the world.
Yeah.
So in your country also, they stole your diamonds, right? That's a fact. It happens. It's a pity. If I was in charge, it would never happen. I believe, honestly, give to the poor and you will return in great dignity. That's a fact. Now, the government has failed us down to the years. They've actually stole from me. Now, I get angry when that happens, especially when it comes to me, because I have very little money. I'm not, as we say, not a sausage. Good gentleman over there, just give me a cup of water, which is very kind of him. And I also noticed that there's no water here, public water. Why? I mean, a dog needs to drink on a hot day like today. This should be provided. Why isn't it provided, I say? Is the government lacking? Of course. Why do we not do anything about it, I say? Hey, who's in charge here?
What they do in Australia, if you don't go and vote, you get fined. Don't vote to make people wait to have a bottom in power.
Is it? The right person is not here to put our... Excuse me! The right person, yes, it is not in power! So hold your tongue, sir.
Who's that?
What's that?
He's not too far away.
He has
never been given power yet. And this man is not a greedy man. He will speak for the people, fight for the people, and make sure they're not hungry. Right, gentlemen, ladies, he upsets me, but he's on a different wavelength than I. Some time ago, two young boys were put in care by the state, by the ward of courts, right? So that meant that they were made ward of court, right, by the government. Now, on leaving the establishment, they went abroad. In other words, went into exile. Because there was no work here. There was very little work here many years ago. That's why a lot of us went away. Worked in the mines, in the buildings. I worked in shafts in London. Believe it or not, I found down in the big shaft in the centre of the big music hall. What is it? The Royal Albert Hall. Right? So I was sent down under a chambers to find an artesian well, for nobody would go down. They sent an Irish man down, and who was he? I, believe it or not. That is a fact. I broke the concrete a foot deep with jackhammers. Nobody else down, only I, and I found it for them. They gained the rich. There was nothing mentioned about I, the Irish man that found their wealth for them, you know, their little treasure, like, you know? We have many treasures here. I took it back. And now we are all treasures, you know? Anyway, well, I'm coming back. I found it. Local authority had knocked my house down. My father's house. Now, we inherit dreams from our fathers and other things along with it, right? That keeps us ticking along, right? They took it away from me. Wrong move, may I say. The simple reason was they thought I was dead. But I'm not alive. I'm kicking. And I will kick them in the butt because in the last 6 months I have created a file so deep that it's thicker than my friggin' arm, believe it or not. The file will incriminate them in many ways because you don't break constitutional rights of any person. They are entitled to their father's dreams and their father's possessions. Is that not right?
Yes.
Of course it's right. Of course it's right. What constitution says that doesn't, you know? Am I right? Anyway,
people own their own heads.
They're bringing in, you see, this CPO. That should be abolished, right? What they're doing now is they're taking farmers' lands, I mean our lands, you know?
Oh, the grain is coming as well.
Yes, of course. And they're sprouting roads all over the place, like Spaghetti Junction in America. You know, but it won't work. I believe it. Maybe one straight road and another road that way. It's good, like, you know? And leave it at that.
Really?
Of course. The sign of the cross, and that's it. North, south, east, and west. Everybody gets to the center. You get to the center, then not a problem. Anyway,
the Lewis.
Welcome back. Hey,
welcome back.
All right, I'm gonna have it.
Welcome back, sir.
Hey.
I think this is very important to democracy. What we've got here is probably more significant than the ability to vote in the next few weeks. It's free speech, the ability to criticise, the ability to dissent is very basic. I'm on trial here with four people in Ireland, who are charged with $2.5 million.